Mechanic Street in Lebanon.
It's time for the Snow Country Ski Report with the absolutely brilliant John Lewis. And it's brought to you by Sugarbush. Sugarbush has always had tons of terrain for everyone, and this year, more than ever to explore. New terrain parks, new gladed areas, plus the Sugar Card, the best way to save on lift tickets.
Hi, I'm Johnny.
And I'm Doug Lewis, and we're up here exploring Sugarbush.
Come on!
With a Sugar Card. Details at sugarbush.com.
Hi, I'm John for Snow Country. Well, we get one more good day to get on that soft, easy hero snow with about 18 inches on average of new snow across the board. And if you like the moguls, they're softer than ever with all this powder out there. It was a secret storm only at the mountains, at places like Bolton Valley, where Show-Off in great shape this morning, a steeper drop from the top, where the snowcats are out at the Timberline area, right off the Timberline Quad. Those snowcats are trying to manage all that powder that we saw late last night. You were probably sleeping, so you didn't see it, but those wide-open groomed cruisers there in the Timberline area are going to be a lot of fun today. Let's go over to Stowe. They're ready for Vermonter Day today, and their Brewfest is happening all weekend. At Stowe, their sugar slalom all weekend long, including a rail jam and a bumps contest. They saw about 17 inches last night, and they're going to honor higher ground ticket stubs for a little discount on your lift ticket this weekend. Let's go over to the Bush, where they got about 13 inches last night across about half their terrain. The other half of their terrain didn't see any snow at all. Kind of bizarre, but Jester and Rim Run in great shape this morning. Mad River Glen, just up the street from Sugar Bush, decided to allow snowboarding today only, so get out, you boarders. At J Peak, in all seriousness, it's the final ski and ride with the point today. Remember your button in your coupon book, and we'll see you there today at J Peak for half-price lift tickets. At Burke Mountain, they're going to wrap things up after this weekend. Who knows why they saw about 2.5 feet last night. Cannon Mountain decided to extend their season out to April 10th. They're having trouble managing that snow. That tramway is actually on snow hold because the snow is piling up even above the tramway there at Cannon. At Mount Sunapee, Dave Matthews Fan Appreciation Day tomorrow, where Dave is there, and he's actually staying at the Motel 8 just up the street. Scutney extended hours until 4:30 every day. They're enjoying about half their terrain. Killington's got their huge 25th annual Bear Mountain Mogul Challenge. Those moguls just covered in powder this morning. It's incredible out there. I hope you can dig your car out and go to the Okemo Slush Cup on Saturday. It's at 1 o'clock. And Whiteface in the Adirondacks a little ticked off about always being last in the ski report. Nonetheless, they're going to ski and ride on 55 trails today. Powder shots all over the place out there. I'd bring your snorkel and your mask, and I'll see you out there. I'm John on the point.
John, thanks for the heads up on Dave Matthews being around. Oh, boy. Now the next 9 months of abject loneliness without my Wendy. If she even comes back to me then, huh, John? John Snow Country Ski Report, rather adept. It was brought to you by Sugarbush. It's time to explore Sugarbush, so get yourself a Sugar Card. With a Sugar Card, you can ski a ride for just $45 a day. Get your Sugar Card and the latest conditions at sugarbush.com. Let's take a look at weather. It's brought to you by the Law Offices of